This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Palestinian health authorities said Israeli strikes on Saturday killed at least 48 people in the Gaza Strip as clashes took place in the central and southern areas of the enclave ahead of the planned start of a polio vaccination campaign. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
In a statement, the Israeli military said it continued to operate in the central and southern Gaza Strip. The UN is due to start vaccinating some 640,000 children on Sunday. It will rely on daily 8-hour pauses in fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in specific areas of the war-torn territory. Gaza's Deputy Health Minister Youssef Abu Al-Rish said teams would try to get to as many areas as possible, but added the daily pauses may not be enough to guarantee enough children are reached. We call for a real ceasefire so that this campaign can really succeed, he said. The vaccination push comes after confirmation that a baby was partially paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus, the first case in the territory in 25 years.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. The United States military and Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw 7 American troops hurt. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
The U.S. military's central command alleged that militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack. An Iraqi military statement said among the dead were key ISIS leaders without identifying them. It added all hideouts, weapons, and logistical support were destroyed, explosive belts were safely detonated, and important documents and devices were seized. The U.S. forces have been fighting the Islamic State for years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria. The casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones, but officials added that there was no indication any of them were civilians. I'm Lawrence Brooks.